Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
Hey guys, we've been going through this series through 1 Samuel. We've entitled it, Weathering Life with a Sovereign God. And I think that's a pretty fitting title because the Christian life, I don't know if you realize this, is not necessarily, I know maybe somebody told you that everything will be great when you come to Jesus. Well, then you realize that life still happens. Difficult struggles happen in your life. Things that press on you and make you want to make decisions that you know necessarily are not what God wants you to make. And things attack your faith, especially the crises that happen, and you don't see God working the way that you want Him to work. So that's why we're doing this series through 1 Samuel. We're wanting to learn faith lessons from what the historical book is telling us about the people who are there. So we've seen some things from Samuel. We've seen some things from the Israelites. We're looking here, we looked at it last week, we're looking at it this week, about King Saul, who's the king of Israel, who's supposed to be a leader directing Israel and what's supposed to be going on in their lives. But we can learn some faith lessons from his life. Actually, we can learn some faith lessons from his mistakes, because he made some big mistakes. And actually, they're the kind of mistakes that you kind of have to shake your head at. Because really, when you're talking about doing what God is calling you to do, but the problem is we want to do what God calls us to do on our own terms. Do you know what I mean? In fact, here's what we do. It's kind of like, you know, I'm a dad, so I've got 4 kids, and I'm not going to pick on anyone because they all do this. You tell them to do something. Okay, I want you to take the garbage out to the road. It's Thursday. It's garbage day. Take the garbage out. So they go and they take the garbage out. Now, they only take 2 of the garbage containers out. They leave a third in the garage. And then you're like, everybody's looking at Sawyer. He's not the one. Don't worry. Okay. So then when you go out there, you're like, oh, there's a third one. And then you go, I thought I told you to take the garbage out. Well, I did. And in a way, they did, right? They only took 2 of the 3. And in their mind, partial obedience is the same as obedience, right? Isn't that what we do with God? God, I know you told me to do this, but on my own terms, I only need to do part of it. The other thing was optional. Isn't that what we think? We often think of things as being optional with God. And that's what we're really going to talk about today, is how we have this tendency to want to do things on our own terms. Well, let's back up for a moment, okay? All right, if I was going to ask all of you here a pretty direct question, if it was just interacting with you, and I would say to you, do you want to see God working in your life? Do you want to see the blessing of God? Everybody would say, yeah, I want to see that. I want to see God. I want to know that He answers prayer. I want to see Him interacting in my life. And I were to say to you, well, are you seeing that now? Probably. Most of you would say, no, I'm not seeing that. I want that, but I'm not seeing that. And I'm not sure why. Well, the issue isn't, can I be honest with you, not because you don't have enough faith. I know what the guys on TV are telling you. If you have enough faith, then you should be able to do this. That's not the issue. You have enough faith. The issue is acting on your faith. What do you mean, acting on my faith? Well, the issue is if you look at your life and you look at what God tells you to do. I'm not telling you what some church told you to do, what some preacher told you to do, because we always got things we can tell you to do. But what God told you to do, when you're reading His Word, when you're spending time with Him in prayer, and you get this overwhelming sense where God is saying to you, I want you to do this. Are you doing it? Or, in many instances, are you only doing it partially? And in your mind, I'm doing what God told me to do. Well, you're going to see that partial obedience on your terms is not obedience to God. We're going to see that here in the passage. Let me explain to you what we're doing. Let's look at the passage together. We're going to look at verses 1 to 34. We're just going to read sections of it together. So let's look at it together. Verse 1, Samuel, okay, remember he's the prophet guiding Israel. Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." So Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Timaleah, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. Saul came to the city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. And Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart, get down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you have showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. So Saul attacked the Amalekites from Hivlah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. And he took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to destroy them. But everything despised and worthless they utterly destroyed. Okay, so here's what we're going to see, folks. What was he told to do? He was told by God, wipe out the Amalekites because of what they did to Israel years ago. So guess what? He starts off thinking, okay, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. But you're going to notice something here. He's going to do partial obedience. So that's the first section we're going to look at here. Partial obedience. I want to make 2 points here. What's going on? Here it is. Number one, you start out seeking to fulfill the Lord's command. So everybody starts out on the right foot.